This is day two of our Grow Team series on healing others, where we are looking at not only the fact that God wants us healed and how we can press into healing for ourselves, but how we can use the same faith we have to see ourselves healed to see other people. This is all about how we can reach out to others and some practical tips about praying for some other people. So today I want us to look at scripture in the book of John chapter 5 and verse 5, and it says, a certain man was there who had been 38 years in his sickness. And when Jesus saw him lying there, he knew that he had already been a long time in that condition, and he said to him, do you wish to get well? And the sick man answered him, sir, I have no man to put me into the pool when the water is stirred up, but while I am coming, another steps down before me. Jesus said to him, arise, take up your pallet and walk. And immediately the man became well and took up his pallet and began to walk. Now it was the Sabbath on that day. This is a well-known healing passage where Jesus confronts a man who's been sitting in a pool waiting for the stirring of the waters that he might get up and or have someone help him into the pool and then he can get healed. But he's sitting there and he doesn't have any help. And Jesus comes to him and said, do you wish to get well? It's an interesting question, and it's one of the key questions sometimes when you're dealing with somebody that who is sick or has been unwell for a long time. You might think it's totally obvious, oh man, if they're sick, they want to get healed. So why would Jesus say that to him? Because even though some people, you would think it would be so obvious, it's not always the case. People sometimes are comfortable in their sickness. They don't want to step out. They don't want to get prayer. They don't want to take the risk. They don't want the disappointment. They don't want to think, oh, and like this guy, he says, he actually answered the question in an unusual way. He didn't say, do you wish to get well? He didn't say yes. He actually said, well, you know, it's how can I get healed when the water's there? I've got no one to help me. And so he turned it around to the fact, listen, it's not whether I want to or not, I just can't. And so it's no point wanting something when I can't get healed. And that's one of the issues when you're reaching out to people and you're praying for others. Don't just presume on the fact that, oh, well, just because you're full of faith and you're full of boldness and you can believe God, that everybody's at the same level. And this is one of the key things about praying for other people is sometimes you've got to help them and deal with them in such a way that you can bring them to a place of faith and confidence. Now, I understand the best situation is for someone to have faith and to be pulling from their, out of their faith, and you just provide the hand, you lay hands on them, and wow, they're already believing. I think of, you know, a situation like the woman with the issue of blood, that hemorrhage that she was pressing through the crowd. Jesus just walking along and she touched the hem of his garment because she was telling herself, she was saying to herself, if I can just touch the hem of that garment, I will be healed. And soon she touched it. Power came straight out of Jesus and he felt it. He felt the moving of God. He felt the power of God flow through him and he turned around and said, who touched me? That's awesome and that's wonderful if people come with that faith, but it doesn't always happen like that. And you have to be sensitive to God and show wisdom and grace to know how to deal with people who are at different levels. They will not all be ready to believe. Sometimes God will have you just to take a step back, not pray for them straight away, but begin by preparing them and stirring their faith and building their expectation. Sometimes that might take a few minutes. Sometimes it might take a few hours. Sometimes it might take a few days. You have to be able to stir and build their faith. Remember when Jesus came down off the mountain and the disciples were arguing with the Pharisees, and there was a man there. He said, oh, Jesus, they could not heal my my son. He's possessed of a spirit and he gets thrown down, and your disciples couldn't cast him out. And Jesus said, oh, you unbelieving generation, how long shall I put up with you? And he said, bring the boy. And they brought the boy and he began to question the father. And then he said to him, and the father said, oh, if you can do anything, please take pity on us and help us. But still Jesus didn't pray. He said, if you can, all things are possible to him who believes. That's Mark 9:23. if you can, he said, all things are possible to him who believes. He was stirring and pressing the Father to release faith. He was looking for faith to come alive that he could minister to him. And so sometimes you might need to do that. And it's interesting when back at John chapter 5, when Jesus is ministering to this man at the pool, and he says, do you wish to get well? Do you want to get well? And the man, began to make all the excuses. I want to, but, you know, this is not going to happen, is it? So then Jesus speaks to him, and it says, arise, take up your pallet, and walk. So the first thing I want you to understand is that when dealing with someone, you need to at times probe and stir to find out where they're at. Don't just presume everybody's at the same level. This is why some of the great healing ministries, if you went to their, they have healing schools, and they have places where you can go there and you can get prayer for healing. But if you go there, you'll often find that they'll do a lot of preaching first. And some people say, I didn't come here to get the preaching. I came here to get the healing. But they don't understand that the teaching is there to prepare the hearts and get people in the right place and get their thinking right and get their speaking right and get their faith activated, so that when they comes the time to praying with them, then their prayer is more powerful and effective, because people have their hearts been made ready by the Word of God. So that's the first step, is be sensitive where people are at, and don't just presume, oh, well, everybody's at the same level. It doesn't mean you have to wait until someone is full of faith before you can pray for them. It doesn't always work like that, but as a rule, I'm telling you, be sensitive, and maybe sometimes rather than launching into prayer, you first of all need to prepare the ground, get their hearts ready, so that when you pray, it's going to take, you know, that the seed's going to take root and bring forth that healing. We'll talk about the second part of John chapter 5 tomorrow. God bless you.